It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Larry Ferguson. Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Rami Lavi, he's behind the glass. I'll be with you until 2 a.m. Happy Father's Day, everybody. We'll get to some Father's Day stories in a moment. Nine stolen bases. That's what the Yankees gave up. Nine stolen bases. And if that does not sound problematic to you, the Red Sox have been in business since 1901 under some different names, Boston Americans, whatever. 1901! Most stolen bases they have ever had in a game. Rami, let's play a little audio here.
Runner goes. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw it out of second. On a hop. Slide. Safe. Boy. On David Hamilton's fourth steal tonight, the Red Sox have a franchise record 9 stolen bases against the Yankees.
There you go. Been in business since 1901. 9 stolen bases. Here's the thing. You could tell me, and it's true. Look, this is a series in June. Don't overreact. And you could tell me the Yankees have a 50-24 record. They're going to the postseason. We all know that. Yeah, sure. Game and a half over the Baltimore Orioles. Will the Yankees win the division? I don't know. Orioles are good. It's a two-team fight. We've talked all season as this Yankees team with Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, as this team does wondrous things. Those two players in particular, we've talked about the potential of this team and how well they've done and all the good news. Gerrit Cole feels good coming back any day now. The team's only going to get better. There are bullpen pieces that are injured that may add depth. And you know every team needs bullpen help. But Brian Cashman is really good at finding those pieces. The Yankees will probably add, sure. And we've spent weeks talking about, look, Anthony Rizzo got hurt in this game, but we've been talking about the Yankees have to upgrade between first base, third base, second base, somewhere there in the infield. There's got to be an improvement. Gleyber Torres tonight, bases loaded, no outs, 3-0 count. And you're going to strike out, ultimately, on a pitch out of the strike zone. Used to be clutch, Gleyber Torres. But for all of that, and the improvements, and, oh, go get a corner infielder at the deadline, and that all holds. But tonight, was there something exposed by the Yankees' historic biggest rivals that the rest of the league is about to go to school on? Because, yeah, we've been watching Jose Trevino, and that, you know, the arm strength doesn't seem to be as good. Had the wrist surgery. hurt the wrist last season, had the wrist surgery, coming back from it. Okay. I was looking up, you can be a fan of analytics, or you can be a fan of old school baseball information. How do you like to get your information? Let's start old school for all of you who are like, who break out in hives when we say analytics. If we want to go old school, the Red Sox had 60 stolen bases coming into this game. 60 on the season in 71 games. 9 stolen bases tonight. I mean, that would be like 15% of their total in one game. 9. And if you think that the rest of the league didn't notice what went on in that game tonight on Sunday Night Baseball, I mean, it's possible that the rest of the league, like me, blacked out somewhere in the middle of the game on the 87th Sunday Night Baseball in-game interview. It is possible. That's the one thing you can hope for, is that somewhere in the rambling interviews that the rest of the league blacked out and didn't see 9 stolen bases. But I'm guessing the Baltimore Orioles are not stupid. They saw it. They're going to run wild against the Yankees, as is just about every other team. After the Orioles come the Atlanta Braves with the Acuna injury. They don't steal a lot of bases. Okay, maybe. You know who comes after that? The Mets. If you don't think the Mets are going to want to think it's fun to and Mendoza, who used to be with the Yankees, you don't think that they're going to want to steal bases? So what do you do with Trevino? And now the data, the analytics, for those of you, this is real. So if we go take a look at something called Pop Time, and a lot of you may know what this is, but it's very simple. Pop Time is from the time the baseball, the pitcher throws it and it hits the catcher's mitt, pops in that mitt. From the time it hits the catcher's mitt and he pops up and throws the ball to second base, how long is that? That time, from hitting the mitt to the catcher releasing the ball and getting it down to second base, how long is that? That time from mitt to second base on that throw, that's called pop time. Well, they measure that. And you know what? Last year, and frankly the year before that too, Jose Trevino is not above average in that. In all other aspects, by the way, he's a terrific defensive catcher. Receiving the ball, great framing, terrific. Managing pitchers, calling a game, building confidence in his pitchers, all of that. He's a terrific defensive catcher in every way. Except, glaringly, in throwing runners out. And we can say, well, that's also on Stroman. But you know what? Stroman may not be great, but he's not hellacious about it. And now to pop time. So last year, Trevino, it was, the time from hitting the mitt to throwing to second base, 1.99 seconds. You know what it was the year before that? 1.99 seconds. That's about his time. That's what he usually does. Well, here he is. I mean, is it going to get better as he gets more time away and recovery from that wrist injury? I don't know. But right now, so far this season, 2.07 seconds. And that may not seem like a lot, but it's the difference between being, kind of lower third in the league in pop time and that throw to second base. It might not be great, but it's okay if you're not getting totally exposed. But now, he is second worst in the entire league. Only Keibert Ruiz with the Nats, who probably should be a DH, is worse than he is. Everybody else in the league is better. 66 catchers have thrown the ball 5 or more times to second base. Out of 66 catchers, he's 65th. And he is measurably worse than last season and the season before. And teams have been, I'm sure, seeing this, noticing this, but we're only about a third of the way into the season. And leave it to Cora and the Red Sox to say, all right. And yes, a combination with Stroman, they obviously said, but then they kept at it, even after Stroman was out of the game. And Aaron Boone can tell us, I have a lot of confidence in how we address it. And he can tell us, it's not just the catcher. And of course, it's not just the catcher. But the numbers do show us, oh, by the way, you know what? It's kind of the catcher. Those throws are bad. They're not good. So that's pop time. If we look at arm strength, velocity, arm in the entire league, he's also got the weakest arm in the entire league right now. And by the way, if you want to look at options of guys right now, just on this pop time, how fast you're getting rid of it down to second base. Right now, Luis Torrens, who the Yankees sold for $100,000 in a bag of balls to the New York Mets, is fourth in the entire league in pop time. Now, that might be an aberration, and maybe he won't hold up to be this good all season long, but he's getting rid of the ball and down to second base in 1.86 seconds. By the way, Francisco Alvarez does a nice job in that, too. I think the Mets earlier this season, when people were running wild on them, some of that was Mets pitchers, and some of that was Omar Narvaez, who was also awful at throwing the ball this season. And they,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Cut him. You know who else is not bad, by the way, at pop time? Ronnie said Gary Sanchez. Gary Sanchez does have a strong arm, but you know who else? How about Ben Roethlisberger? Does he sound familiar? Ben Roethlisberger with the Tampa Bay Rays. Also good. Pop time. Yeah, hit a grand slam tonight. There you go. But you know what? I mean, honestly, Tomas Nito is sitting out there looking for a job. He's number 22. I just think if you're the Yankees, Austin Wells has not hit well enough that he should be. I was talking to Ricky Ricardo in the newsroom before the show, and Rami was saying the same thing too. Is, I think, you know, all of us are saying, you know, is there another Molina brother out there? Maybe they're, you know, calling all Molinas. Is there a Molina cousin, a nephew, a grandson? I don't know. Somebody named Molina, because the Yankees need a defensive catcher who can throw out runners. Because if you're looking ahead to this team and who they, you want to win the division title? You want to ultimately win a World Series? If this can be exposed like that, then as good as Trevino might be defensively in every other way, how can you really have him catching in a late close situation? Because any runner that gets on base, a walk, a base hit, they're on first, they're strolling to second. And all the pressure that puts on your pitchers to have to hold runners on. So, are we overreacting? Do you want to tell me, as Aaron Rodgers would, R-E-L-A-X, relax? Is it time to relax? Because I know, this is not, you know, it's a baseball season. It's 162 games. It's not a football season. You can tell me don't overreact. But the Yankees just dropped 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox, an inferior team, you would think. And tonight, in the rubber game, they got outplayed. They certainly had opportunities. Glaring Gleyber Torres standing up there. Bases loaded. No outs. 3-0 count. So there's things that are exposed, but the biggest and the headline from this game, the Red Sox doing something they had not done in the history of this ball club, founded in 1901, steal 9 bases in one game. And Jose Trevino is a really good all-around player. And an important part of this Yankee team. But for all the to-do list that we've been looking at, strengthen the back of the bullpen, need to improve and get at least one new infielder, you know, for the help the bottom of the lineup, you know, all the things that we've been looking at and asking ourselves, well, Gerrit Cole comes back. All the things that we've been looking at for this Yankee team, now is there an area that we look at and say, this just got exposed. And it got exposed on Sunday Night Baseball in a profound way, in a record-setting way, that every other team is now going to study what Cora and the Sox just did. And if the Yankees, Aaron Boone can say, I have a lot of confidence in how we address it. It's not just our catcher. And he said, oh, that stealing bases is in the DNA of some teams. I think it's going to be in the DNA of a lot of teams. Not every team the Yankees play, but a lot of teams the Yankees play. They're going to school on this performance. And if they can't figure out how to help Jose Trevino improve his time from when he catches the ball to when he gets it down there with an accurate throw to second base, then teams are going to run wild on them. And every single, every walk is a double. You're just handing away bases. 888 808-1019. Let's see, we've got James and Lou wanting to join the fun. Phone lines are open. Give us a call. Rami back there. Lori here. And you can also hit me up on Twitter at L. Rubinson. I'll read some of those comments and pick some for the year. By the way, we'll do some Father's Day storytelling, of course. Always do that. Rory choked at the Open. Bryson DeChambeau winning the U.S. Open. The Mets, are you buying? Are you believing? Are they actually, I don't know, a respectable baseball team with a sweep of the Padres? And coming up, by the way, at 12:20, Eric Boland from Newsday going to join me. Kind of dial into this Yankees game a little bit more. So keep it tuned here. 888-808-1019. Lori Rubenson with you. Be right back.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.